Wednesday night at the IU Auditorium, the Acting Company comes to town with Shakespeare's The Tempest. Showtime is at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker, and our guest is one of the members of the cast, Kelly Curran, who plays Miranda. Kelly, thanks very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Happy to talk to you as you bus across soft underbelly of the United States, presenting various productions in different towns here and there. Now, as I understand it, you're coming back to the Acting Company, having been off playing in Jane Eyre, and at the same time, you're returning to a group that you're rather familiar with.
Yes, this is my second season with the company. I auditioned for the company in 2006 after I completed my undergrad degree, and I was cast in Jane Eyre, Polly Teal's adaptation of Jane Eyre, and we toured the country last year, and they asked me back to return and play Miranda this season in The Tempest, and Pip and Moby Dick rehearsed. So it's been a really wonderful and unique experience because there aren't that many companies anymore in the United States that try to, you know, retain the same cast members and really function in this way. So it's been an absolute pleasure and a challenge getting to play these various roles.
You mentioned that you're also working in Moby Dick, so it sounds as if things seafaring with the dangers of the deep are very much going on here. Of course, The Tempest begins with a storm and a shipwreck, but after that it's pretty much land-bound.
Yes, it is. Yes, they're two really, really different productions. In every way, clearly not only the text, but just we had two different directors. Casey Biggs directed Moby Dick, and Davis McCallum directed The Tempest, and they took very different approaches, which is thrilling, because even though the two plays work very well in conjunction with one another, they were completely opposite experiences for all of us as actors, I think, when it came to rehearsing, and still when it comes to performing. Moby Dick is very much ensemble-based. Almost all of us are on stage the entire time. And as you may know, The Tempest sort of involves three or four major groups of characters that don't really come together until the very last act of the play. And so you have these people from very different worlds experiencing very different things on this island until the final moment, which is exciting.
We're talking with Kelly Curran, who plays Miranda in The Tempest at the IU Auditorium this Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Kelly, you mentioned that the director and the cast have tried to take a very fresh look at The Tempest. What have been the things that have been different for you?
Well, I think, the Acting Company, one of the missions of the company, it started 35 years ago out of the first graduating class of Juilliard, and it has tended to really get actors from sort of the top training programs in the country, and so oftentimes it's a younger company, and it serves as a great forum for actors who've just come out of training to launch their professional career. So we have a fairly young company, and I know The Tempest is about a man sort of reflecting back on his life and his body of work and his art and his decisions, but because we have a more youthful company, our director was interested in how we could take a fresh look at that and how actually the play is very much a play about choices that are made in the moment. And when you have the opportunity to exact revenge or to forgive, how do you come to a decision in the moment that you have that opportunity? So that's sort of what our play focuses on.
Reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Both in the arts and also in the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've been talking with Kelly Curran, who plays Miranda. The Acting Company comes to Bloomington and presents The Tempest at the IU Auditorium Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker.